Today, my guests will be Lou Fonseca. Lou, as all good sports fans know, is the ex-major leaguer who now makes those wonderful World Series motion pictures as well as instructional films for young ball players. We'll begin right after this important message.
Lou, what about the charge that the ball players today are not really on their game because many of them are thinking about their future to the extent they sacrifice some of their play during their particular season? Do you feel the ball players are thinking too much about their future rather than concentrate on what they're doing at the particular time?
My personal opinion is that there are a small percentage of major league ball players that have maybe too many active outside big business interests that take your mind off of the game, and you know and I know, and all fellows that have played Major League Baseball to any extent, that you certainly have to apply yourself to this game of baseball when you reach the top. In order to stay up there, you have to give it a lot of concentration, have a lot of courage, and just kind of think baseball most of the time.
Right. What about the big bonuses? Do you think this should be abolished? Should young fellows come in with this tremendous amount of money?
Well, I never have been an advocate of big bonuses. I think it's a mistake to hand out those $25,000, $50,000, $75,000, and $100,000 bonuses to untried youngsters. It just has to do something to them. I happen to be one of the first bonus ball players, Jackie, I think in Major League Baseball in 1920. The Cincinnati Reds offered me a $1,500 bonus. So that's the kind of bonuses they gave out then.
$1,500 a day is even a bonus. You know, I have a feeling that a great deal depends upon the individual, whether the bonus hurts them.
I think you're absolutely right about the bonus being tied up with the makeup of the individual, Jackie. But the bonus that I speak about, well, you just didn't get it unless you made good. You had to make good first, and then you got the bonus. So it made you, I think, a greater competitor than ever if you had any competitive ability at all in your system there.
Oh, I see. Then you would advocate, instead of, you'd make a promise providing that the player lived up to whatever the bonus rules were.
That's right. I think bonuses are a wonderful thing, and I say that set them up for any figure according to what you may believe the ball player to be worth, but make him make good to some extent before he receives those big bonuses.
That's a very good idea. Lou Fonseca, I want to say that I think you've given our youngsters who may be listening in some very valuable tips. If they follow your advice, it will help them tremendously.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.